here's a story from The World.
No matter where you are on Earth, there is no escaping this election.
Y el vicepresidente Joe Biden también se mostró.
Una vez, es Donald Trump quien ment, qui veut déstabiliser notre système d'élection.
Auch jetzt die Tweets des Präsidenten, Sie haben das eben.
Для выборщиков в Мичигане и Висконсине, затягивающая с подсчетом Пенсильвания.
As the vote count goes on, foreign leaders are deciding what to say, if anything. Here's The World's Bianca Hillier.
As soon as Trump said this,
we will win this, and we, as far as I'm concerned, we already have won it. So I just want to thank you.
The head of First Lady Melania Trump's home country, Slovenia, said this.
Slovenian Prime Minister Janez Janša has handed Donald Trump victory in the 2020 United States presidential election.
Prime Minister Janša congratulated President Trump for his alleged victory on Twitter, as did former Italian Deputy Prime Minister Matteo Salvini. Donning a Trump 2020 face mask, he wrote, quote, "A great victory for Biden was promised in all the newspapers. As usual, they didn't get it right." In Germany, Parliament member Norbert Röttgen told national media that the country was, quote, "not prepared to see a Trump victory." But other global leaders are playing the waiting game, like the rest of us, as votes continue to be counted across the country. China's foreign ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin said today, "We notice that the U.S. presidential election is still ongoing, and the result hasn't come out yet." Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he's watching the race, but isn't yet picking up the phone to make a congratulatory call.
We will allow the American elections, obviously, to unfold as they will, and Canada will watch.
Same goes for the European Commission, according to a spokesperson.
This House will not comment on the results until they have been announced.
Spanish Foreign Minister Arancha Gonzalez-Laya also urged American leaders to wait until all the votes have been counted. And Australian Labour Senator Penny Wong tweeted, "Americans have voted in historic numbers in this election. They deserve to have their voices heard." In Brazil, domestic aides to President Bolsonaro, a major Trump ally, have reportedly advised him to wait until results are official before commenting. So far, so good. But while we wait, pro-Kremlin lawmaker Vyacheslav Nikonov gave advice to Russians on Facebook. He said, "The result of the elections is the worst outcome for America. Both candidates claim their victory. Let's stock up on large quantities of popcorn." For now,
the race for president remains much too close to call.
Too close to call right now.
It is too close to call.
Remains too close to call.
The world will have to hold its breath a little longer. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.
From PRX.